Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Monday, and this news update is being brought to you by Popham Flooring, right across from McLaren, Thumb Region, and Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. The Sanilac County Drug Task Force's 2025 year-end report was presented to the county commissioners during the last meeting. The report noted several times that the department was more active in 2025 than it was in 2024, and in many cases more active than even over a decade ago. There were 294 complaints handled, which is much higher than 2024 and is even above average for the last 10 years. That coincides with the high number of complaints and tips that were handled. During 2025, there were 294 complaints investigated, and there were 546 tips received. There were 38 undercover buys conducted by undercover officers, and 147 searches were conducted at residences, vehicles, and persons. Those efforts resulted in 159 individuals being arrested, which resulted in 329 criminal charges filed. Of that number, there were 209 misdemeanor charges and 120 felony charges. In addition, some Sanilac County cases also resulted in additional charges being made in surrounding counties as well. Also, there was an increase in all types of drug seizures from the previous year. There was a significant increase in fentanyl cases. Overall, fentanyl has become more prevalent nationwide, and it's being laced with the controlled substances, noted the report. The overwhelming majority of heroin seizures tested with fentanyl, which is far more potent than heroin, However, methamphetamine continues to be the most prevalent and widespread drug in Sanilac County. Michigan just set another graduation record, and this time it did not sneak past anyone quietly. According to new data released by the Michigan Department of Education, the state's 2025 four-year graduation rate climbed to just over 84%. That's up 1.2 percentage points from last year's record of 82.8. The four-year dropout rate dropped to 7.1%, down from 7.7. Even the five-year graduation rate rose to 85.8%. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in a press release, called it the highest rate since Michigan adopted the federal formula in 2008. American employers unexpectedly cut 92,000 jobs last month, a sign that the labor market remains under strain. The unemployment rate blipped to 4.4%. The Labor Department reported Friday that hiring deteriorated from January when companies, nonprofits, and government agencies added a healthy $126,000 jobs. Economists had expected 60,000 new jobs in February. Revisions also cut 69,000 jobs from December and January payrolls. The surprisingly weak employment picture in February adds to the economic uncertainty over the war with Iran, which has caused oil prices to surge and saddled business and consumers with unforeseen costs. We'll be right back. In today's world, life moves fast, but your home should be a place of charm, clarity, and strength. That's where tile flooring from Popham Flooring comes in. Whether it's bold and modern, soft and neutral, or rich with texture, tile gives your space a clean foundation with personality. It's water-resistant, easy to maintain, and built to last through real life. Pets, kids, spills, and everything in between. In a time where every choice counts, make one that blends beauty with purpose. At Popham Flooring, where they help you bring your vision to life with today's top tile designs. Ground your home in something strong, something timeless. Tile floors from Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call Popham Flooring at 989-269-7358. Style that sticks, strength that stays.
All right, and we're back. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is updating flood maps that will impact several counties throughout the state, including Huron County. Because of that, Hume Township posted the updated floodplain information on its website, and that's at hume.township.com. Updating the state's flood map started in 2022, with flood assessments being done county by county. The updated map means that some areas that were not considered to be in a floodplain might be now. And Ford is recalling over 600,000 vehicles because a front windshield wiper motor defect could cause the wipers to operate intermittently or fail entirely, reducing visibility and increasing the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain 2020 to 2022 Explorers and Escape models, along with 2020 to 2022 Lincoln Aviator and Corsair vehicles, built between July 6th of 2020 and December 15th of 2021. According to the safety report, the issue stems from a condition in which the motor's cover terminal may have been misaligned with the brush card terminal during assembly, potentially creating a poor electrical connection that can lead to a loss of electrical continuity over time. Front wiper functionality may be intermittent before progressing to complete inoperability. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring, just across from McLaren Thumb Regional in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.